I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Several months ago, the Jakarta region in Indonesia was hit by major flooding. Now, an already wounded region is the epicenter of the COVID-19 epidemic in the country. Although the flooding has subsided, Jusaridi Purba of Asian Access says it left families in a challenging spot before COVID-19 ever reached the country. What's more, disaster is still rearing its ugly head. Just last week, a megachurch in Jakarta lost its sanctuary to a fire. If you can't support Indonesians directly, pray.
Pray for us, the Asian Access leaders in Indonesia. Pray for unity. Pray for the leaders to have the same heart to be a blessing to other leaders.
Use the links available at missionnews.org to find out more. And Egypt is home to the largest Christian community in the Middle East. Even if they don't follow Jesus, every Egyptian knows who Christ is, though, right? Well, not necessarily. Depending on who you ask, Egypt has between 20 and 25 unreached people groups. Shireen is part of a collaborative multi-ministry effort to introduce these people groups to Christ. But the road ahead isn't easy.
In Egypt, you're not allowed to share Christ with Muslims. You're allowed to share Christ with your people, with inside the church only, not outside. So it's very challenging to reach out these people with the word of God.
However, it's worth it.
God is at work. And people are ready. We need to go and work among these people groups.
Join us in a prayer initiative for this project at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.